Long-term care resident Leslie Weller is on a mission to encourage people to get up and enjoy life at the IOOF seniors' homes in Barrie. "Our big project is to get them somehow motivated to do things," said Weller, who volunteers as vice president of the Residences Council. Weller told Barrie Today that she dreams about getting the community more active and involved. "There are tons of things here in this home to entertain people. It's just that people are not interested in getting out of their bed." Kara Chimenti, manager of program support and volunteer services at the 10 Brooks Street facility, said anybody looking to get into long-term care is never too old to learn something new. "The second you get in here, look at our activity calendars and join as much as you can. That is your best way to learn, interact with other people and to meet people in our building." The Residences Council is currently hearing from community members to learn about their interests and identify ways to increase engagement. "We're trying to get the community out there to listen to them. And that's been working well," Weller added. "We've also come up with the idea of an information box for people to drop off their ideas, their complaints, or whichever they wish." Leslie Weller is on a mission to encourage people to get up and enjoy life at the IOOF Seniors Homes, located at 10 Brooks Street, Barrie. Image supplied. Weller believes that, at some point, they'll have to gather information one-on-one by visiting each resident and talking to them individually, or by talking to their families. "I think that's going to be the only way to approach some of them because in the group they're usually shy or don't want to say anything in front of the others." Weller also noted that a person moving into the home can be prone to depression, and this was a big hurdle she had to overcome. A writer with a passion for poetry, Weller is currently working on 4 books, which include a series of poems and writings that she's done for her grandchildren. "I'm compiling those into a book and we'll get them published eventually." Weller acknowledges that keeping residents busy is not easy, but she is convinced that it can help improve their lives and prevent them from getting depressed. "I think it's just a social problem. They are sort of feeling that they came here basically to die. The whole thing is to get them out of that mode and into a more productive mode." Looking back, she says she wasn't aware she would lose everything in the outside world. "I didn't realize everything was so limited as far as what I could bring with me. So basically, it's a huge transformation." Weller is concerned that a lot of people don't see that as a problem, but, she says, that is the major problem. "It's time to bring it to the surface so people can realize it." The IOOF Seniors Homes is in campaign mode this holiday season to raise funds to build long-term care beds at its Allendale facility. The redevelopment project will create 64 new long-term care beds and 66 upgraded beds, modern spaces, updated equipment, private rooms, and increased square footage. When completed, the long-term care home will be a 226-bed facility. For more information about the IOOF's holiday campaigns and ways to support, email Elise Martin here or call or 705-728-2389 next. 315.